Hello and welcome to episode 47 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. Slightly out of breath, we are at Absolutely Karting in Speedwell / Fishponds, Bristol, which is an indoor karting facility. And we have just come off the track. With us today, we've got the usual two, Mike and Rich. Say hello, Mike and Rich.
Rich, the Jensen Button Brown.
Yeah. Whoever's the worst at F1, that's me.
Emerson Pedley Fittipaldi.
Yeah, shattered.
And also we have got Scott with us. Say hello, Scott.
Hello, peeps.
So yeah, as I say, we're absolutely karting, a bit out of breath. First of all, just how are you feeling, Rich?
I'm feeling, yeah, like you say, out of breath. It's workout, isn't it? It's workout. I think concentration is the main key. But yeah, on your fingers, like, you know, hanging on for, that's good, what, a half hour circuit?
Yeah, I think we're going for about half an hour. God knows how many laps we did. The fastest lap on this track is 55 seconds, well, until now. Probably a lot longer now. But yeah, so let's just say an average of over a minute, just over a minute per lap. So we probably did a good sort of 30 laps. It's up, it's two levels, which is good. So downstairs is like your conventional sort of concrete.
If I could ask one question to you three, What was it like being overtaken? Because I didn't get overtaken, so only you three can answer that.
Well, me and Scott made a bit of an error this morning. We went for a full English breakfast at Top Notch, so we were carrying about an extra 2 stone. So yeah, I think you, I can't remember where you took me. Was it going up the ramp? As I was just saying, there's two levels. Yeah. So the top level is actually a wooden surface, which basically your tyres stick to it like glue. So you hardly have to brake at all, really, which is great because these babies go up to like 45, 50 miles an hour, particularly on that straight. But yeah, Rich, as you were saying, it's I just feel so stiff now because you're just trying to keep as rigid as possible, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously, man, your size, is it difficult to fit into the car? I'm not saying, obviously, no, I'm going by your height, not by your weight.
The only thing... Oh, hang on. We're just getting delivered the scores live now. So, how does it look?
So then...
I didn't come last.
In fourth place, best lap is 70.16. We have Peds. In third, best lap is 64.92. We have Scott. In second, with the best lap of 62.2, we have Patch. Oh, yes. Which means in first place, with a best lap of 61.43, is Browner.
Well done, Browner. So a good 0.77 of a second faster than me, Rich.
Who's Peds? Who's Peds?
Peds is here.
Peds. Well done,
Mike. For a first time karting, Mike, that was a pretty good effort.
I mean, that's 61.4.
Not a bad lap, that, is it? Where does that put him on the board?
Top gear.
You need to get in.
Yeah, he needs to be
low 60s, I'm afraid.
They've probably all been about 20 times, Rich.
Yeah,
that's me.
Thanks a lot, mate. That's
brilliant. Professional.
Yeah, very good.
What's
given some.
What's the red mean on my.
That's just because it's you.
Just you.
Oh, I thought it was because I was especially bad as me.
So we completed 25 laps each, Rich. Is that like a handicap, that pro skill?
So it's like a point system.
Right.
So yeah, the more points, the better you get.
Okay, excellent. Cool. So I'm here with James from Absolutely Karting. And we've basically come along to review this and really to sort of compare it to our previous karting expedition at West Country Karting. And it is quite different, really. Obviously, the surface, the fact that there's no water on the surface.
There's no water, no.
And I was just saying at the start that we've got upstairs, like a wooden surface, so you can actually, you know, hardly brake at all, really, and get some really good speed. So how long have you actually been open here, then?
Been open since February, so not long at all. But it's picking up, it's really going really well.
Popular with like bigger parties, like stag do's and things like that, I imagine?
Yeah, stags, hens, birthday parties, and the full track itself is just amazing.
Yeah, how many people can you actually have on there at one time?
18.
18?
18.
Blimey.
18 guys can go on there.
25
It gets a bit crowded,
That would be quite interesting, actually, because you wouldn't be able to go as fast as we went, I wouldn't have thought, because you'd always be coming up against someone.
Yeah, it's a bit of traffic, like you said, like the M25, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
just keep the new bumping sign.
Yeah, bumping sign, yellow, yeah. All the time.
So you've been open since February, so it's, a good sort of three months. Yeah. And this is actually, is it a franchise, or... Because there are other ones over the country.
Yeah, there are other ones. There's other ones in Maidenhead and Basingstoke. Okay. So yeah, we're slowly growing.
Excellent.
Not as big as the others yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, and lots of party rooms and these sort of briefing rooms where we go before for the instructions. Yeah. Could they be used as sort of meeting rooms for corporate events and then they go like the afternoon karting or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. And we've also got the party rooms down the far side with which are bigger than the briefing rooms.
Smaller for children and things.
Yeah. Plenty of space there. We've done meetings before, so...
Yeah, that'd be a good sort of conference. Spend the morning talking work and then the afternoon karting.
Exactly. Sounds excellent. Keep the boss on the track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could be dangerous. So in terms of, like, you know, cost for a stag party for half an hour's karting, do you do, like, group discounts or...?
It starts from £40 per person.
Right.
But with that, you get about an hour's worth of racing.
Okay.
So it's, like, 10 minutes qualifying, 40-minute race. You guys just did 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which was quite tough, so...
Yeah, I mean, that is long enough for me, being not someone who karts very often.
Yeah.
And you get to a point where you think, I really need to slow down now. I've got a bit too much adrenaline in my body. But no, thank you very much for having us along. And we are now going to just have a bit of a chat about it.
Go for
and
it.
Then do our sort of usual podcast. So,
no worries at all. Thanks for your time. Drink.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we will do. Thanks, James. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks very much. It's brilliant.
So, Rich, reveling in your victory?
Yeah, I'd say it's such a great place. I didn't realise it's been open such a short time. But it is, spankly new, obviously.
Everything looks really clean.
All posh signage and proper briefing rooms, proper viewing areas.
Really set up for it, isn't it?
Proper bar as well.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen. So,
and I think it's open all day, quite long into the night. It could be a good like evening event as well. I think you can actually just turn up and cart as well, unless there's like a private booking. Mike, so as a first person, as a first time carter, how did you find it?
Just like I say, I'm absolutely shattered at absolutely carting. Absolutely. So, first time I've done it, and just looking at my numbers on the sheet we get, you get your lap times afterwards. First one was 116 seconds. My best one was actually my last one, 70.162, which is pretty good for someone that's not that good. But, it's a good place. I didn't go to the last one, so I understand that I was outside. This one's inside, two levels. But it's location-wise, it's quite close to Rajani's. Not Ranjani's, no N. It's Rajani's. But yeah, really enjoyed it. I'll probably come back again. Nice little voucher on the handout we got, getting a discount if we come back. But I'm in last place, as we know. But it's a tortoise in the hare. So next time, I'll probably come first. But anyway, I'm going to pass this on to Scott. Have a little chat with Scott. How are you doing, Scott?
Hello, peeps. Yeah, thanks for inviting me along again for the karting. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Just interestingly, looking at the fastest laps, how Rich and Patch come first and second was on the same lap time of 25. Mine was 23 and Ped's was 20, so looks like your fastest lap definitely comes when you get used to the track. The top track, the wooden area that Patch was talking about, is definitely the best sort of area. You can pick up some decent speed there. And it's just interesting to see that you can have 18 on that track. That must be good fun. I'm going to speak to a few lads that I play football with and see if we can arrange something. I'll pass you back to Patch.
So just looking at this analysis, the stats, a lot of stats on here, which I like. I'm placed out of 83,874 races, I'm placed 22,275th.
Got a tiny one.
So in the upper quartile.
Yeah, what'd you say? Out of 83,000, I'm 14,000. Wow. How bad is it?
No, that's good.
That is
so
pretty good.
So you're 82%. 82% high.
You do the math.
You don't need luck when you've got 82% of the population behind you. So anything else anyone wants to say about absolutely karting?
I would definitely come back again. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like I said before, they've got a proper bar, so you can even bring...
and pizza.
Not being sexist, but if your wife don't want to do it, she can come along, bring the kids to watch or
watch out the window.
Yeah, birthday parties as well. Is it one in
kids' parties? There's a party room.
Our kids would love this, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Do they go on the same?
Is it the same carts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids just went on.
I have noticed the yellow flags being waved a few times. So they're not as good as us, obviously.
Yeah. School's out for summer karting. We've got the summer coming up. So come along and check it out.
Good. Who knows where it might lead? I'm sure the likes of Lewis Hamilton and your Buttons probably went go-kart when they were young.
Started here, didn't they?
They're in millions, don't they?
Benjamin Button.
So absolutely-karting.co.uk. And it looks like they've got some big events on for kids in the summer, as that is coming up. So just briefly comparing and contrasting between the indoor and the outdoor, I'd say apart from the carts themselves, it was quite different. Obviously, an indoor facility like this, you're not exposed to the elements. You know, you've got a lot more area for
a lot longer track, a lot more turns on it. You know, a lot more concentration. Everyone was kind of an oval track on it.
Yeah.
But obviously, what against everyone is has been open a lot longer. This is obviously new.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't say everyone was bad.
No.
But obviously, a newer facility is gonna be gonna be better, isn't it?
It's gonna be cleaner.
Yeah. Seemed quieter as well. Everyone seemed really noisy down the past because the outside. I thought it'd been noisier indoors. But.
Yeah. True. Any thoughts, Scott, on between the indoor and the outdoor?
Like you guys say, a lot different. But I think what when we were at West Country Karting, the weather didn't help us. There was a bit of a downpour before, so and I was not very good in the outdoor. I preferred the indoor. Spent most of the time outdoors spinning around in circles.
Still came third.
So you said you come third in both of them, basically, didn't you? So you haven't necessarily improved.
Okay, so yeah, thanks very much to James Dolan from Absolutely Karting. Highly recommend.
I keep wanting to say absolutely fabulous.
Say it if you want.
Absolutely fabulous.
I want to say absolute karting. But no, great. Okay, right. So let's quickly go on with the rest of the podcast then. What we've been up to, Scott? You've just got just
getting noisy, isn't it?
Just flown back in from Sacoma, haven't you? In Spain.
I have. Yeah, flew in yesterday. We're recording this on the Saturday. I flew in on the Friday evening. Spent a lovely week with family in an all inclusive resort in Sacoma. So, ate lots of food and drank lots of beer. So it was lovely. We had a full sun for most of the week. There was a couple of overcast moments, but other than that, it was lovely. And before that, I was lucky enough to be able to go and watch Anthony Joshua at Wembley. So that was a fantastic atmosphere and watching that. So yeah,
we're just going to migrate into a meeting room because it is pretty loud out here until we get kicked out. So we're just going into briefing room one. Sounds a bit quieter. So yeah, so Scott has been on holiday to Sacoma, which is somewhere I went and loved. Is it Mallorca or Menorca? I can't remember. Mallorca.
It's Mallorca.
Majorca, isn't it?
It's everywhere you look over there is spelt with a double L, so.
Oh, Mallorca. Mallorca.
What was that? Chlan.
Rich just spat at me. An Anthony Joshua fight, that must have been an experience. Obviously, we were chatting about it before, and you were saying that obviously you were quite far away, but the atmosphere was more than made up for the fact you couldn't see enough detail.
Yeah, it was amazing. If you imagine Wembley Stadium and
imagine it, I've been there.
Two people fighting in the centre circle, you can't really see a lot, but we were watching the main fight on the big screen. But to be there for the atmosphere was amazing. 90,000 people cheering on one person. Is pretty impressive. When you're there for the football, you start splitting.
Like the JPT final.
But when you're there for football, it's split between obviously two sets of fans. So it was impressive.
Excellent. And the fight itself didn't disappoint.
Good,
first couple of rounds, I was a little bit worried that it was going to be a bit of a who goes first sort of vibe. But
I did watch it back, and I didn't realise how much Joshua was on the. Ribs. On the ropes in the fifth round.
I thought he boxed himself out of it, first of all. I thought he just went for it, didn't he, in the fifth round, didn't he?
Mm, yeah.
I thought he just tired himself out. But.
Yeah.
But the uppercut that sort of ended the fight, really, was devastating. Watching it back on telly.
Absolutely.
You see the photo where it looks like you got a giraffe neck?
I didn't know if that was superimposed.
That was superimposed.
Must have been. Yeah.
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 I just thought it was the way that...
His head would have come off.
Because it was taken from... That picture looks like it's taken from low, so you can see where the...
Yeah, the angle.
Yeah, the angle of it, yeah.
Okay, Rich, have you been up to much in the past?
Well, that Saturday, we went down to the Dolphin to watch... Because City were on Sky earlier in the day to watch...
Beat the champion. Well,
to watch Brighton get the trophy for winning the championship, but that didn't happen, did it?
No.
Because old Josh Brownell got his first goal for the season. That was a good day. Dolphin stayed there, went next door, got some curry sauce and chips, went back in, watched the live band... And then watch the fight.
Hell of a day.
It was a great Saturday, actually.
How'd you get home that night?
Somebody drove past me and then messaged, I just saw you, do you want a lift? And it was you.
I phoned you.
Yeah.
And said, I think I just drove past you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a drunken conversation with Richard.
No, it's fine. It was mostly him telling me how much he loved me and that sort of thing.
It's very thoughtful. Some people could just drove past and, oh, I saw you yesterday. But, you know, he actually took the time to message and give me an hour and Stokesy lift home. So, very kind.
Excellent.
And also went for a curry at the Boris Court last Saturday. I think it's called something else. Muggle Palace now or something.
Is it?
It used to be the Boris Court in Boris Court.
Muggle, as in Harry Potter?
I think it's M-A-G-H-U-L, Palace.
Okay.
There's new owners. It's not the ones you used to...
Do they deliver?
They do all chicken. They do mixed meats, yeah.
Whilst I think of it, I'm just shoehorning a recommendation in here. Just last night watched all of Car Share episode series 3, I think. Or even season 3, I can't
series
remember.
Series 2, I think it is.
Is it series 2? Only 4 episodes, though. I think there was 6 in the previous one.
There was. I didn't like episode 2.
Was that one with the Smurf in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit... I didn't like that extra person, and they weren't actually very funny.
And got a bit coarse, that episode, I think, as well.
It did. But no, very good.
Finished on Life's Edge.
Finished on Life's Edge, yeah. Yeah, sure they get together at some point.
I do find her quite attractive.
Yeah, I was watching... was actually in something quite early on. I think she might have even been in Phoenix Nights with him.
She was in Phoenix Nights. She played Mary's daughter behind the bar.
Oh, right.
Or she was called Mary.
Yeah.
And she's also in that... Remember that thing he did with that female singer?
Geraldine.
She was in that two up,
two down. Yeah, because obviously she likes to sing, didn't she? Yeah.
She's in that new show called Hospital People on BBC One. Have you watched that?
No.
Good.
Okay. Is there a show called Theatre People?
No, it should be.
Mike, what have you been up to?
I went to London. A couple of weeks ago, went to London to... Well, the purpose was someone's wedding. It was in... They live in... Well, Krish. My mate Krish.
Krish.
How are you spelling that?
Your classic K-R-I-S-H. Krish and Rupa, and they were wedded. They both live in Bristol, but they had the wedding in Harrow and Wealdstone. Supposedly, because it's one wedding. Supposedly, it's cheaper to do it that way, to stay down there to have a wedding towards London than it is to have, that bloke. Mm. And they did have fans. It was about 400 people there. It was a big do. It's really nice. I just went to the wedding on the Saturday. I was invited to both, but I decided just to go to the wedding. Nice. The ceremony's quite long. It's a traditional Hindu ceremony done in Sanskrit. Sanskrit? I think that's a word. Sanskrit. That's the language. Wow. It was done in Comic Sans. Lasted about an hour and a half. But the day before, that was on the Saturday, I went down on the Friday and went to... it's quite a busy day. I went to Canary Wharf and I met a friend of the show, Duncan Kelman.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we had a little wander inside his building he works. I won't say the company because I wasn't allowed to take photos in there, so I'm sure I get sued if I mention it. Some good vantage points in the building, and then access to a few other buildings. He walked us about for a couple of hours, had some food. But I also met my mate, Ben Sunderland, who, I don't know why I'm saying the surnames. It doesn't mean anything to anyone, does it? But I met Big Sunders because he was in the Excel Centre at Grand Designs with his company.
I prefer the PowerPoint Centre.
Oh, and then words of that. And then didn't get that one. So I did that and then stayed with Ben for a bit. Stayed with Ben. We had a little wander around Canary Wharf and we went to... It's Bank by the Bank of England, and we saw the Gherkin and the Lloyds of London building. Lol Fest. Had a pint of Best, and then I got I popped my cherry with Uber. I got Uber too because I was so shattered by then. Went to
£50 voucher.
I didn't use it. It only cost a fiver anyway, but maybe I use
it. Who was your driver?
Mohammed. Yeah. Bloody nice bloke. But something he told me, he picked me up and we had a lovely chat. And he said, I tried to phone you a minute ago to let you know I was on my way. And I said, well, I can see that on the app. He said, yeah, well, we always phone you anyway. I said, it's funny. I had one missed phone call, but it was from Sheffield. So I guess it was like a PPI. I didn't pick it up. He went, yeah, it was me. I said, well, Sheffield, you're in London. He said, yeah, Uber, what they do is they...
Route it.
Yeah, they if you're American, they route it. If you're English, they route it. And I said, well, why the hell Sheffield? But anyway, we didn't get into that. We had a lovely chat. I said, Mohammed, on to Fashion Street, which is next to Brick Lane.
Get a little bit close there, Mike.
Sorry, bit close. Mike. Bit close to the mic. Mike. Went to Brick Lane.
Still close. If it sounds too loud, that's because Mike's got right up close to his nose.
I moved it away. Went to Brick Lane, looked at some street art, and then I bumped into again, I won't say his full name, bumped into my mate Darren I used to work with in the RAC days, so about 10 years ago, first time I'd seen him, and had a couple of pints of shandy, and then I went back to a hotel and watched TV.
You're listening to the Mike Pedley cast, everyone. Mike's been very busy lately.
Thank God he didn't go for a week.
Yeah. I won't dwell on...
And then on the Sunday.
I won't,
and after 1 o'clock.
I'll just keep it brief, keep it to the highlights.
Red meat.
What else did we do?
We had
Bristol City versus Birmingham, last game of the season. Just to quickly touch on that. Pretty uneventful game. Obviously, Birmingham had to win, which they did in the end. But for me... Yeah, do better than Blackburn and Burton, was it?
No, Notts Forest.
Notts Forest, yeah. Highlight of the match for me was Steve Cottrell going around. So basically the final whistle went, all the Birmingham coaching staff and Harry Redknapp and fans all going nuts.
Celebrated promotion.
Like they're celebrating promotion. But Steve Cottrell went in the complete opposite direction and walked all three and a half sides of the City ground, having a lap of honour for basically leaving without being able to do that, and he got a really good reception.
I mean, how many fans were there on that day, Patch?
I think it was a record-breaking 25.3, wasn't it? Something like that.
How many do you reckon was in that one stand?
I can't remember. Was it more than like Rovers getting an average weekend?
Yeah. Official, more City fans in one stand than Rovers get.
That's a fact, is it?
That's just facts. Right. Not even trying to wind Jonesy up. Just stating facts.
What's the capacity now?
I believe it's a cool 27, but due to sort of separation of fans and stuff like that, I imagine that it will probably never get to that.
Aren't the away fans having all one end next year?
Are they having all the Atia?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Keep
That'd
it.
That'd be interesting when teams like Leeds and that are there. Imagine you get a good atmosphere.
And the singing section, as they call it, is in the Atia. So I imagine there'd be a move to the safe stand.
Yes,
family, to the family enclosure.
I play football with going there, I believe.
Okay, right, let's move on to Room of Doom. I'm not going to bother with the jingle. Patrick and Mike, Richard and Mike in the dining room, tell us what's in your Room of Doom.
Did you ever wonder why Sean Mikowski was not on the bench?
I did.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
EFL rules. We weren't allowed to make considerate changes because obviously Birmingham was still fighting against relegation. It would have seemed to have weakened our side to play a kid who's never played before.
Okay. So just for those who don't know, Sean Mikowski's been on loan to Bath and came back for the last couple of games thinking he'd get a game. I thought that it would be take Tammy off in the 80th minute and bring Mikowski on, give Tammy a round of applause, etc., etc. But yeah, as you say, that's the reason why it didn't happen. Okay. Let's move on to our Room of Doom. We've got Scott with us here. You've been off on holiday, Scott, so you have plenty of time to think of something. What have you got for us?
I did have a holiday-related one, but I'm driving to Top Notch this morning, something happened, and I thought that's going to go in instead, because I thought you can't really moan about summer on holiday because you're away. No, I was in the van on my own. So I was driving along, and it's when you're following a car, and they're looking for an address or a road or whatever, and they're driving slow, and they're not really, they're so you're in a 30 and they're
every junction,
yeah, they? There should be like in cars there should be like a blue light or something on the back or something, they press it and I'm lost, I'm trying to find a destination.
It was annoying, do you know what I nearly invented? I was not really inventing it, but remember those kind of LED screens that kind of text, have those in the back of a car, you could have like a little keypad on your dashboard. Like saying,
you could say, get back,
you bastard, or sorry, I'm disabled. Yeah, any sort of message that, you know, turn your phone lights off, you're blinding me.
How are you?
Yeah.
Things like that.
How's your
pie? All right. That's a really good invention, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. I could just imagine, just try to picture what yours would say. A barrage of abuse to every other person on the
route. If you can read this, you're too close.
But yeah, it's like a little message system.
Yeah. Okay. Definite invention there, Rich.
So, or I also thought of an invention, like an intercom. Like, you type in the registration number of the car you want to speak to. Yeah. It's like, well, you've got a flat tyre or your back bulb's not working.
But I know
it could be able to for insult, but it's limited to, like, 20 seconds, say, a certain amount of time.
You can get 20 seconds worth of insults in, mate.
But the person can also block that caller.
The speed at which you talk, Rich, you could get a lot into that 20 seconds.
So I'm saying, so they could block the caller anyway, but it's good for, mate, do you know your kids hang out the door?
Probably just phone them, if you knew them.
That's if you knew him, isn't it? This is intercoms per car.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good invention. My third invention for cars.
Oh, God.
Parallel parking, right?
Yeah.
It's always quite difficult
to park themselves, mate.
Yeah, I know. But also, what I thought years ago before they add all these new gimmicks, if you could unhinge the wheels in a certain way that they go 90 degrees,
yeah.
So you park literally parallel to the space, yeah. and it goes inside.
Let's just say that you did that.
How would, like the, how would with the Jeremy Clarkson.
How would the axles connect from wheel to wheel?
Lame for me to invent, is it? I just think of the ideas. I don't then invent it.
You just come up with the ideas for someone else to... Right, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Fine. Okay.
That's three mentions now. Anybody want to take it up?
So this is the Room of Doom, which has been hijacked by Rich's Invention Corner. and Scott's was... So people who drive slow because they don't know where they're going, effectively.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
cool.
Braking every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, Rich.
It's people. I don't know if
people happened. Who throw inventions into people's rooms.
I don't know if it's happened to you, but people who say phone you for directions and you know they got a sat nav in their car. It happened to me recently. Like someone said, "Oh, I'm lost. I don't know where it is."
Yeah.
And I said, well, put it in the sat-nav. Mm. And that person said, well, I got the postcode.
Yeah.
Well, like a little heads up. If you put that postcode into the sat-nav, it will direct you straight to door to door.
So, that's one of the things about Absolutely Karting. I got the address off of the internet and plugged it into our WhatsApp chat, the four of us. Pressed on that because it was blue. So it launched a map. And that took us to somewhere like near
Aldi
Lidl.
Aldi
on Fishponds Road.
I also used your map. The details you put on that WhatsApp conversation, typed in that postcode, and it brought me here, basically.
Must just be circuitry.
When you clicked on that link, did that take you to Apple Maps?
Possibly, yeah. It might have been between the two.
Google Maps,
yeah, it must have been Google Maps. So, just for those of you who don't know, it is near Rajani's in an industrial estate.
So, yes, it's people who get lost and ask for directions when you know they've got a sat-nav.
Okay, excellent. Mine is... quite specific to TalkSport, and it's the adverts. The adverts on TalkSport. Well, but they're on TalkSport. I don't think they refresh them very often because it's Salco, Where the Trade Go, which I know that inside out, the jingles. Yeah. Obviously, yeah, so the advert works. There was like one for Travis Perkins, and there's always constantly
the
same
the
adverts.
I'll tell you the one that winds me up, right? Yeah. It's the bloke, I think he's buying stuff on eBay.
Yeah.
He's buying like brake pads. Oh, that saved me some money. Bought something like he'd done it himself. Basically, he bought the equipment, and done it himself.
Built a car.
Well, he changed his own brake pads, kind of thing. Right. And he saved enough money to get himself a snooker table for the spare bedroom. I mean, what kind of money is he saving? What kind of house has he got?
Yeah.
Where he's got a spare bedroom where he can fit a full snooker table in it.
Yeah, just your average TalkSport listener. Probably.
So he saved a bit of money to get a snooker table.
Yeah, there we are.
I save some money and I can have a weekend away.
So normal. So mine is. Adverts on TalkSport specifically because they don't change very often.
The worst advert as well. Don't know if you've heard it on Sam FM.
No,
it's
that
an
never.
Advert from Millennium Car Park, advertising car parks.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a little ode, to Millennium Car Park. I love you because you're not covered in bird poo. And it's, it is. Listening from Sam FM is the worst. When did you start advertising car parks? Mental.
There's a lot of money in car parks, isn't there? They charge the earth, especially anywhere near the city centre. All it is steel and concrete.
That's advertising a set of traffic lights.
Yeah. Okay, Mike.
Hi. Yeah, just to let you know, I got a little random discussion after this, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Thanks. My Room of Doom is over elaborate handshakes by footballers.
Is actually on my list for future.
Example in case, Delhi, formerly Delhi Alley, and Sun of Tottenham. It take about 5 minutes doing a handshake, yeah. But it's just annoying. You scored a goal, well done. Yeah. Just shake hands or just touch or something.
And Jesse Lingard, I think, is
another
one.
I mean, forget all the dabbing. That's old news. I hate that.
And Harry Kane.
Yeah, it's Kano and Dele Alli, formerly known as.
So is he not Dele Alli anymore?
He just likes to be called Dele, doesn't he? Doesn't he?
Sure it's Dele.
I thought, didn't someone say, I don't know who someone is, but he doesn't want to be associated with Ali or
his dad or something?
Must be bad blood somewhere.
Yeah.
But over elaborate handshakes by footballers.
And that sort of is the celebrations as well, isn't it?
It's not a new thing, is it?
The handshakes are.
Yeah, but number
celebrations are fine.
Remember Lee Sharp back in the days used to do the cross chest and lick his lip and do that with some pressure.
That was just an elaborate celebration.
It all started with the baby one. I think it's 1994 World Cup.
Babeto.
Is it a new thing?
Well, because I'm saying the handshakes, not general celebrations.
Yeah, this is like in just when they come into training on a day and they meet each other and they've got a special handshake.
You're watching it, you think, when's it going to stop? They're going all over the place. I don't understand what's going on.
How much time do they spend practicing these things?
What the deaf think? I mean, the deaf people must be thinking, what are they going? Yeah, what are they talking to?
They must do that in training. So how much of their wage, of what we pay them as fans, the general football community. How much are we paying them to do that?
Pretty sure none of my money has gone to Harry Kane or anything.
Okay. Right. So let's just recap.
What was yours?
Averts on TalkSport.
Oh, yeah.
So let's recap. Scott's is slow drivers when they are clearly lost or looking for something.
We had one this morning, me and Peds. There was a bloke with a souped-up sports car. Obviously, he could floor it if he wanted to, but every speed bump, he had to literally stop.
So it didn't grind.
The skirting, yeah. Yeah. What a waste.
As soon as he's passed the speed bump, he showed
full
up. Speed ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Back to the karting. So Rich's was people who phone for directions when they've got sat-nav. Mine was adverts on TalkSport. And Mike's was...
Over-elaborate handshakes.
Okay, I'm going to start the vote. I'm going to go for Mike's, because that was it is actually on my list. Over-elaborate handshakes and celebrations and things like that. So my vote goes to Mike. Scott?
Same. 100%. Anything to do with Tottenham goes in.
Oh, Whoa. What's worse, doing that or getting in touch with a football and laying down and you just killed... Beheaded. Like 5 minutes after it actually happened as well. He didn't even do it the same
time. Strong entry pad.
He didn't even do it. There was Sanchez against Leicester. Yeah. And he wouldn't move for that throw-in. Fuchs threw it. It Sanchez. Oh shit, I got hit with the ball. Then he flew down.
If you look on his Instagram, he got a nasty gash.
Yeah, he had a cut lip basically.
Right, okay. Rich?
I'm going with the adverts because, yeah, radio adverts, not just TalkSport ones, radio adverts are criminal.
Okay. Well, I only listen to TalkSport really, so... Mike?
I could go with Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, so this week's winner is Mike.
Tactical voting.
Or is this?
Good entrance this week.
Oh, is it? Yeah, or is this? A strong room of doom. Right, Mike, you said you had a random discussion for us.
You know me, I've got loads of random chats. First one is, when I was in London, on Brick Lane, I thought I'd tell you something I did and see, just look at Richard's face and see how he feels about this. It's quite what we class as a hipster activity. On Brick Lane, I went to somewhere called Cereal Cafe. At Cereal Killer Cafe. It's a cafe just for cereals. So you go in and you choose... They've got all these different cereals all over the world and rare ones.
Surely...
So you basically, you choose... So I had something called a Sticky Monkey.
But surely... It's,
go on.
Can't you hear me? Oh. Surely it's shut by 9 a.m, isn't it? Because you've had breakfast.
8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
What, people are still eating cereal at that late at night?
Yes. So I had something called a Sticky Monkey. It's almost like a... If I'm sorry for being too loud. It's almost like a cereal cocktail. So it was.
So it's not like eating like your Kellogg's.
You can do. You can if you.
Where are you getting sticky?
You can go in. They've got a menu. So you've got like American cereals. You've got other foreign ones you won't get here. You've got rare ones like Care Bear cereal or something.
TV cereals.
Yeah. Yes. And these are like they call them cereal cocktails. So I had a Sticky Monkey. So it was Lion Bar cereal with sliced banana, squirty cream, and banana-flavoured milk.
They make them up, basically.
They make them up for you.
A bit like, I don't know, an ice cream. Oh, like one of those milkshake places where you have like
yeah.
Snickers.
Yeah,
that's shut down as well,
exactly, you choose...
That's shut down as well. That can last 10 minutes.
Shake
well, I mean, Cereal Killer, is the first one was in Brick Lane, which still is now. There's another two, I think, in the UK, so it's quite a successful thing.
Fad.
Yeah, and it's quite hipster, the whole thing, but I thought I'd tick it off the list now anyway.
So it was full of beards, was it? And...
No, it was... I can't say. No, it was just general people.
But
that's that. Anyway, it's not annoyed you as much as I thought it would do. The other thing is, what's the most...
Toast cafe.
What's the most... Ooh, ironic. What's the most random subscription service you've seen? So I've seen a couple recently, or I've heard of a couple, one called the Cloud Appreciation Society. It costs £17 a year, and all you get is an email with a photo of a cloud every day.
You could
just look out a window, couldn't you?
Who's falling for it?
People do, I don't know.
What's the website?
Don't know.
Cloudservices.com.
Just Google it. And the second one, which is called, it's called Cheese Posties. What you do is you send off for £5.95 one per week. You get
different cheese.
You get a post in the post. You get a parcel yeah. with two slices of bread, some cheese, and other fillings, say bacon bits, and you make a cheese toasty. So people are paying like
some
£6.
If they're falling for this, they're idiots.
I mean, it's fun, but I'd never do it.
There was a recession on.
So £6, and you basically
people are skint apparently.
It costs about £1. It's like two bits of bread and some cheese.
Yeah.
Hideous. Nice.
Have you ever done that?
People starving in Africa, which I hate.
Have you ever done that sort of thing again, similar, like once a week, where you get vegetables and like fresh veg and all that sort of stuff? Greys and things like that, because you keep getting that advertised.
I consider doing it. Abel and Cole and Riverford are together, aren't they?
I consider doing it, but
if you could choose what you get in there, then I might do it. But
I consider doing it.
But then you don't get the new stuff to try. So like you don't know if you haven't tried a particular veg or a new one they've just discovered in Antarctica or something.
We consider doing it, me and Kirsten, but we realise we can drive a car. we realise we can get out of our house and buy stuff.
So you've never had online shopping?
No.
So you've never had like an Asda delivery or anything?
No.
Like that?
A lot of these things, actually,
it's probably your generation. You're lazy.
I was going to say, a lot of these things...
You've got cars. We've got a press button to open a boot and shut a boot. It's lazy.
A lot of these things do seem quite lazy. The one I might consider...
It's like, you ever seen the film Wall-E? Where they all got their own little flying mobiles when they're older?
You're the Wall-E, mate.
I'd say with these things, they're good because you're lazy, it takes the work out of it, but you're paying about 5 or 10 times what you'd cost in the shop to get these things. Yeah. What I considered doing is maybe a beer subscription service, a different craft beer.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, that kind of thing, and it probably exists. Beer Hawk or something, that's a website.
That is a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Different beers every week.
I considered doing that.
I don't know if I think of this, but you just mentioned beer. I realise you touch on a bit of Thatcher's haze now, don't you think? You've got a bit of Thatcher's?
Yeah.
You also ran a Fred Perry. Mm. These are kind of things.
Also got a Mac.
Yeah, you've got a lot of Apple stuff.
And iPhone.
Are you just
slowly becoming you?
Do you look at me and.
Yeah, I think. That's the man I want to be.
Can I just say when I think about it?
It's a week away from wearing some readers.
I'll be getting some Ralph Lauren polo trainers soon.
And a lot more angry. Can I just say to Duncan, if you're listening, apart from I love you, which is obvious. Can you find that beer you bought me and Ben in?
He can answer you now, is he?
No, but he's not going to answer me because he's not listening back to it. But can you?
Well, you just text him or phone him?
Could you give me a call?
Because everyone else wants to know this. There's a place in Canary Wharf called, I think it's called Giant Robot. We went for lunch. Mm. It's a lovely craft beer in there. Can you find out what the name of it is?
Is that non-alcoholic?
No, I enjoy.
Go to their website and look at their menu.
I know. My test was to try and my mission was to find the best non-alcoholic. But I still have the occasional alcoholic one. Yeah.
And they're much better.
Allegedly.
Okay, so was that your random question done?
It's more about the subscription service. Yeah, I probably should have prepped you, but I thought just cheese posties was just too much.
I think for the next podcast, we could maybe go away and find slightly more obscure ones or ones that we actually would do.
Well, I think it's not a subscription as such, but something else that annoys me, which is similar to it, and this goes back to our youth, I'd say more so, is you know when you see those D'Agostino adverts of magazines?
Is that Paul Agostino, D'Agostino.
D'Agostino, yeah. But isn't it, you get episode...
It costs you a fortune.
Yeah, edition one, issue one of his magazine, with a toy, only 99p, small print, $6.99 the next 50 issues.
Episodes, that is.
It costs you like $4,000 to build a pirate ship.
The only one and it's not quite that, the only thing I did when I was young, did you, similar age, Patch and Scott, did you ever buy...
Richard's 10 years old.
Doesn't look it. These, I think they're animal encyclopedias they used to sell.
Is it called Bugs?
Ooh,
no.
It
narrows it down, doesn't it?
Because it was bugs and fishes and everything. I don't know.
Remember one called Bugs, and you got like pieces and you made like a big spider at the end.
No, it's like actual like books, like encyclopedias about, say, the ocean or the jungle. And
so was it episode one was A, and then B, and then C?
I think it might have been, actually, and I think I probably got up to about F, and I just thought F is.
Does anyone actually go around selling encyclopedias anymore, do you think?
No.
People used to go door to door. I think it was an episode of Friends, wasn't it? And he started selling like encyclopedias.
I did see
a funny
like meme, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
For sale, my collection of encyclopedias, because my wife needs everything.
Right.
So who does go door to door? And you know this from your teenage years. Holy Joe's, yeah. The other day, there was some on my street... And they were probably about 18. They were very young. They always dress up really smartly, don't they?
I think
they?
Your mother saw the same ones, didn't she? Because we had this discussion.
Well, they were dressed up very smartly. And what they do is, I was out driving. I come back home, parked up. They went to someone's house, did the doorbell, and no word of a lie. I'm not exaggerating. They stood at the door for 5 minutes. It was just waiting. They were just goading people to come out.
What I would do, I'd keep a party hat next to the door. So if you know it's them, just whack it on and say...
Or if you actually do want to chat, put a little sign on the door and say, yeah, I'm
please
interested. Knock on the door and I'll be with you shortly.
Or just give me a number to text me.
Yeah. Why are they allowed to do it? I can't knock on the door and say, oh, anyone Francis Palmer C? what are,
no educational question. What are Jehovah's Witnesses? Are they
Christian? Let's not get too religious in this episode.
They just don't celebrate Christmas birthdays or have blood transfusions.
Or enjoy themselves. Allegedly.
Right.
If you're one.
I'm going to change subject now.
Oh.
Right, so have we got any... Well, I've already done my recommendation for the day.
which is Peter Kay's Car Share, available on BBC iPlayer. I actually watched it last night. So, I'll come up with another one in a minute then. Mike, have you got one?
Oh, yes. This is either the third or fourth time I've done it, because it's the third or fourth series of it. Hmm. Taskmaster on Dave.
Oh, not again.
Well, again, because it's very, very good. Although,
so it's Peter Kay's Car Share.
I wasn't as keen on the lineup this time. It's Noel Fielding,
it's all right.
Hugh Dennis. When you think about it, they're not bad. Hugh Dennis, he just seems like an angry old man. He just sort of
like
gives
Ridge.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Someone called Lolly Adefepe, never heard of her before.
Place for...
She's in the new comedy on Channel 4 called Loaded. Mel Giedroyc.
Mel
Giedroyc, is it? Off of the Bake Off. Bake Off, you
off,
hate.
Off of Mel and Sue.
She seems like she's having a mental breakdown a lot of the time.
Which one's that? The dark-haired one?
The blonde one.
The one who did that Gary Barlow thing?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
And, Joe Lycett, who's quite funny.
He's a bit like a modern-day Julian Clary.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm extremely parched.
Yeah, but well, I thought he was going to get us a drink.
Going to have a bevy in a minute.
He did say, I'll give you a...
But,
did he?
Yeah. Well, go on, ask him then.
Oh, you're my man.
Taskmaster. Taskmaster on Dave. Also on UK Play TV, if you've got the app, get with it. And, get involved. If you haven't seen the other series, watch those as well.
Have you caught up with season 10 of Trailer Park Boys yet?
Series? No, I haven't yet. Is it very good?
Yes, it is. Ooh. Trailer Park Boys, Netflix, love it. Season 10.
Series.
Season 10, because it's Canadian. Give it a shout. Rich?
Just the same old thing, Murder in Successville.
You can't do the same one every week.
You did the same one last week.
I didn't.
It's ongoing, it's episode 4 now, so if you missed it, I'm just refreshing your mind, because it's bloody good.
No apps or anything?
What?
Got any new apps on your iWatch? Apple Watch even?
No. I've been doing this sharing activity
with
you.
Yeah, I keep getting a bloody message every night. Richard's done 14,000 steps. Give him a text. Say, well done.
Yeah. It's encouragement, isn't it? Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't ever get messages from you, though.
I never do any steps. No data to be sent.
I think if you share it, does it spurs you on.
Okay.
Probably what spurred him on.
Yeah. I wonder if you've been counting my steps around the karting track. Don't know. Scott?
I haven't got one.
No?
Oh. No, I'm trying to think of one, but...
Recommend Sacoma.
Yeah, Sacoma, yeah, all-inclusive holiday in Sacoma. Lovely.
A ballpark.
By the looks of you, recommend the sun.
Yeah, the sun.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
So that was outside of school holidays, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a ballpark figure for a price for your family of three?
We paid $1,300 for a week.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So flights for three people.
All-inclusive?
All-inclusive,
yeah. All-inclusive. That is bloody
when
good.
You go all-inclusive shows?
Yeah, kids shows, lovely kids pool with slides and... Sliders.
When you go on inclusive, do you feel obliged to eat like a pig?
Yes.
Yeah. And drink like a pig.
And drink like a pig, yeah.
Drink
yeah.
fish.
San Miguel as well, isn't it?
Yeah, San
so
Miguel.
So you're saying San Miguel, because when you would go all inclusive and you get beers, it's usually some like watered down local rubbish. But this is actually San Miguel?
It was
Miguel?
Actual San Miguel, yeah. Yeah.
If it's local stuff, is it, they didn't water it down, did they? If it's local.
Well, you never know, do you?
Well, that poor girl on the news this week who went off the camera, she was Thailand. She had some dodgy drinks she left blinded in.
Was that in Greece?
Oh,
yeah, it was in Greece.
Methanol,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
short was in Greece.
But yeah, just want to say congratulations to friend of the show, Ian Matthews, for Kasabian getting number one in the album charts.
Yeah.
Not that charts mean anything, but...
Actually, Ian was supposed to be coming on in the next couple of weeks, but I imagine he's quite busy, so he will get back to us shortly. So hopefully that will be sorted shortly. So apologies for those of you who thought this was going to be the Ian Matthews episode.
It's a Scott James one.
Yeah, sorry.
It's the next best thing, Scott James and Carton.
Drumming.
Okay, that's our recommendations. We are live.
I've got a rant, but it's in video form. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page, the traffic lights one.
Okay. Richard, look out for that.
That's language.
Coming soon. Yeah, not safe for work. NSFW.
Can I do my joke I did on Facebook the other day? Which
if you must.
Which about two people liked.
Did anybody... you liked it?
How long are you going to be, mate? So, I'm very, very thirsty.
Okay.
Right, go on.
Well, anyway,
Doctor.
okay, Eminem's gone... Put it, Mike, to me. Eminem's gone one better than Dre and become an actual doctor. His specialty is hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, we got it. We saw it on Facebook. We even laughed then, didn't we? But one bit of serious news. The corner shop around our area got broken into and all the Red Bulls got nicked. I don't know how they sleep at night.
Neither do I with those wings to get in the duvet as well. Right, I think we're going to wrap it up now because I'm very dehydrated.
Where's my certificate?
Probably quite hungry as well, aren't you?
No, I had a massive breakfast.
Where's my certificate?
Don't know. But just to just clarify earlier, the record shows that I actually did irritate Rich at some point.
You didn't.
Because I was first, then second, then first, then second, and then second.
Well, you finished first, that's the thing. And you got faster than that, so that's where you get the champagne from.
Right, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks again to Absolutely Karting for having us today. We will be back. Because now we've got a record, we can see how we progress. Oh, actually, I was looking at your statistics, Mike, and quite a big jump from your first lap, or 116 seconds, down to 70 seconds in lap 20. And if you look, you literally got better every single lap. Yeah. So I think the true winner here is Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody jump in the car.
Someone jump out of the car.
We were saying as well, the funniest bit of the karting session was Mike was at the front. and you had to basically pull away and go around a corner.
It's the first time I've ever been karting.
Pull away and go around a corner. And Mike crashed into the wall. I quickly got past him before I was sort of stuck behind him too long. But no, well done, Mike, and well done, Rich, and Scott, and me for a good session. Thanks again to the karting facility, and we'll see you all again soon.
Cheers.
Cheers. All the best.
Didn't press record.
Oh, what's this?